All right, let's give God a big hand, huh? Awesome, man. Wanna welcome everyone to Wide Open Leadership. Everybody say wide open. How many of you were at our first Wide Open Leadership back in May? Let me see your hands. A number of you came to our first Wide Open Leadership. Let me just give you a little bit of context for what Wide Open Leadership is. It's where you discover what leadership is and how to get involved in leadership here at Celebration Church. And it is wide open. It is for everyone. And so we talk about our mission. We talk about our vision. We share some kind of behind the scenes info and things that are going to be coming up in the future. I kind of look at this, it's kind of like a big staff meeting. And so tonight, that's what it'll feel like for the next 30 minutes. And I've got some really awesome things to share with you guys. And we're going to have a panel. We have the all-star panel with us tonight. And I'm not talking about Fox News. I'm talking about the Celebration Church all-star panel that will be up here in just a few minutes. But if you have your Bibles, I want you to go to Matthew chapter 16. I just want to share a couple of things with you. And leadership is so important. And, you know, we're all called to lead because we're all called to serve. And Jesus said, if you want greatness to happen in your life, you need to serve. And that's what Jesus says the foundation of greatness is serving. And so when you begin to serve, you begin to lead. And I want to kind of look at that in context with what Jesus says here in Matthew chapter 16. Okay, let me tell you what's going on here. Okay, Peter, he's about to get one right here. Okay, you know the Apostle Peter, man, he's always getting rebuked. He's always out there, guessing and giving his opinion. Well, finally, he's got some actual revelation from God on this one. And he's about to make a very powerful and profound statement here in Matthew chapter 16. And what's going on here? I'll pick it up here and I'll begin to read here in verse 16, Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. And so what's going on is Jesus asked his disciples, and he says, you know, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And in verse 14, it says, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But then in verse 15, he says, but who do you guys say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. So this foundational statement, this is the pillar of the church. And the pillar of all that we're about Jesus being the Christ, the Savior. And look at the next few verses that Jesus says. And I want to say something that here in verse 18, when we get to it, this is going to be the first time that Jesus says the word church. Everybody say church. You're in church tonight. But church is not just a service. Church, it's an expression of God. It is the bride of Christ. The church is the body of Christ. And Jesus is going to mention the church for the very first time here. And you need to know that when you read your Bibles, there's what's called the law of first mention. And what that means is when the Bible says something for the very first time, or when Jesus says something for the very first time, like this is the first time he's going to say the word church, the law of first mention, you usually get the key principles of what that thing is about in the very first time that he mentions it. And so here in the law of first mention, Jesus is going to mention we're going to see some powerful things here as he talks about the church for the very first time. So Peter says, you're the Christ, you're the Son of the living God. And in verse 17, Jesus says, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Verse 18, and I say to you, that you are Peter, that means small rock. And on this rock, that word actually translated large stone or foundation. He's talking about the foundation of the revelation that Peter just said, that Jesus is the Christ. On that revelation, Peter, that I'm the Christ, on that huge foundation, he says, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades or hell shall not prevail against it. So I want to bring some things out here about the church, the very first time that Jesus mentions the church. And we're going to get some key understanding as to what God has called us to do and who He's called us to become. The first thing that God that He talks about here is, He says, I want you to notice two words. I want you to notice, or actually I want you to notice three words. I want you to notice the word my. Everybody say my. I want you to notice the word build. Everybody say build. And I want you to notice the word prevail. Everybody say prevail. These are key words. The law first mentioned. Here's what Jesus talks about His church. First of all, He says, look, this is not the church. This is not a church. This is my church. In other words, He's talking about, there's this language talks about and describes possession. It describes ownership. It describes what is precious to Jesus. He says, this is not the church. This is not a church. In the law first mentioned, the first time that He says the word church, the first word He puts in front of it is, this is my church. Jesus is saying, man, this is precious to me. This is mine. If you want to know what is important to me, if you want to know what I hold close, if you want to know what is precious in my sight, it is my church. Jesus describes us and the church as His. And then the second thing He says, He talks about that He's going to build His church, and He talks about that hell shall not prevail against it. And so the second thing here is, He talks about that it's His church, but He also talks about what the church is going to be doing. We're always going to be building the church, and the church is not going to be prevailed against, but it's going to be just the opposite. That if it's Jesus' church, that church should be always be being built, and it should always be moving forward. The church should always be prevailing. The world and the devil should not be prevailing against the church. So watch this. So watch. What Jesus is talking about is the two things that as church leaders, we should always be focused on. First of all, there's church health. Everybody say health. How many of you know Jesus is healthy? He's healthy. We serve a healthy God. He's full of love. He's full of life. Jesus says, this is my church. The Bible says that He is the head, that we are His body, that we are His hands, that we are His feet. And just as the head is, as Jesus is healthy, so the church should be healthy. That's why He says, look, this is my church. So as leaders, what we always have to focus on is, this is Jesus' church. Jesus is healthy. Jesus is full of life. Jesus is full of power. Jesus is full of love. So the church should be healthy. It's not a church. It's not the church. It's His church. The church should be full of life. The church should be full of power. The church should be full of love. So there's church health. And then there's also church expansion. Everybody say expansion. Two words there. He says, look, I'm going to build my church. I'm going to. In other words, it's constantly being built. We never get finished. When we get finished is the day Jesus comes back. Well, Stovall, man, y'all are always, there's so much going on, man. There's like Greece, and there's like Bay Meadows and 9A, and there's all these campuses. I mean, why are y'all doing it? Because it's His church. That's what He's doing. He's building His church. If you are in a healthy church, whatever is healthy grows. If you're in a healthy church, that church, there should always be expansion going on. The church should always be being built. The church should always be expanding. It should always be taking ground. It should always be taking souls, rescuing souls out of the pit of hell. That's why he says, the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. It might prevail against a certain type of church or a church or the church. But if it's Jesus' church, It'll be healthy. It'll constantly be built. It will expand and it will push back the gates of hell. Come on, can you give God a hand for that? So I just want to, our mission statement, I want to, and this is in the foyer and you see that, I want to bring this on the screen. I always like to remind everyone of our mission statement. Our mission statement is all about, and our vision how to accomplish that is all about church health, and it's all about church expansion. Our mission is leading people to experience the God first life. That's what we do at Celebration Church. And do you notice that first word there? Leading, or the first verb there, leading. It's action. This is wide open leadership. This is what this meeting is all about. It's all about inviting you to take up that call of leadership in our mission and lead others, just if you have experienced, lead others to experience the God first life. And look, very interesting, after Jesus talks about how the church, the law first mentioned, he says it's got to be healthy. It's got to constantly be expanding. Look what he says here in verse 19. He says, and I will give you, watch, if it's my church, if it's healthy, if it's growing, if it's expanding, if you're building it, you're involved in building it, you're not just, it's not a social club. It's not a bless me club. Okay? We are builders. We're an army. We're moving forward. We're on a mission. Thank you, all three of y'all. You know what this word? Let me just say this. You know what this worship is for? If the worship is not so we can all sit around and feel good, and hear great musicians and all that kind of stuff. The purpose of our worship is we want to inspire the body of Christ globally. To worship God, that's what it's for. It's for the nations. And we know that there are certain peoples, not everyone in the body of Christ, but there are large portions of the body of Christ that music will connect to, that it will inspire them, and it will take them to the next level in their worship. Why do we do these things? Why do we do albums? Well, we feel we're called to do it. And it's because we're building his church. Amen. So we're doing, we're building. But look what he says here. He says, look, verse 19, he says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Put your hand on your neighbor and say, demons out. No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. I love doing that from time. Some of y'all love it, man. I didn't even finish saying the sentence. You were like, demons out. You know, this scripture, I said that because, you know, maybe if, depending on what church background you're from, but this scripture has really been misused. Remember, when you read scriptures like this, you have to look at the context. What is Jesus talking about in this context? He's talking about building the church. He's talking about the church expanding, right? He's talking about the mission of the church being healthy and expanding. So we look at our mission statement. We're leading people to experience the God first life. So here's what Jesus is saying. Look, you build my church. It's healthy. It's expanding. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the keys. Another word for keys is principles. I'm going to give you the principles of the kingdom of heaven. What is the kingdom of heaven? The kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, is wherever the rule and reign of Jesus Christ is established. He's talking about the church. If you're my church, I'll give you the principles to establish my lordship in the earth, where people can come into the church and they can get set free from the things that they need to get set free from. And we can deposit into them the things that need to get deposited into them. That's what that verse means. It's not, I bind you. I loose this. I bind that. You can bind and loose till you're blue in the face. If you don't put into practice the principles of the kingdom of God, there's not going to be any binding or loosing going on. Do You see what I'm saying? He's saying, here's what I'll do. You have a healthy, expanding church. Here's what I'll do. I'll give you the principles of the kingdom of heaven to establish the rule and reign of Jesus and show you how to establish my lordship where people can come in and get freed up. We can loose those things off their life that need to be loose. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. And whatever you bind, whatever things we need to put into them, whatever things we need to deposit in them, will get deposited. And so here's how we do that in a very big picture. We know the first principle of the kingdom of God that is our mission statement here at Celebration is Matthew 6:33. That's where we get leading people to experience the God first life. What does Matthew 6:33 say? Seek first the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and whatsoever things you need will be added unto you. So from that principle, from that key there, with Jesus being Lord, that's here at our church. We show you the five, if you want to say keys or environments or principles, the five ways of how we carry out that mission. And this is our vision. This is how we carry out our mission. We do weekend services. We proclaim the name of Jesus. All this you can, in Acts chapter 2. This is also in Colossians chapter 1 and 2. This is in Ephesians verse 3 and 4. This is a ton of scriptures around what a church does or the purpose and function of the church to bring people in to the kingdom of God and to advance the kingdom. So what we do is weekend services. That's where we preach the word of God and lift up the name of Jesus and worship him. How many of you know that's important? So we do. We do personal devotion. Very, very important. I think, it wasn't here. It fell out. If you look, maybe you got off track this summer, pick up your Bible reading plan on your way out. A huge thing that we're launching this fall or continuing to put a lot of emphasis on is that personal devotion. Nothing can replace that daily time with God. It is huge. If you want to get freed up from things, you want some things loosed, I need you to spend daily time with God. If you want some things added, if you want some things bound in into your life, I need you to spend some daily time with God. We have that relationship with that fellowship with God. That's our source of life. That's our source of health. We value it. That is a church value. I do not believe that the kingdom of God can truly advance in your life unless you're spending time with the King. Amen. So look. You're going to hear a lot about that in the coming weeks, and we're also going to have some personal Devo groups. I myself am in a personal Devo group. It's real, real easy. All it is, I do my own personal Devo. Have you noticed that these scriptures I'm giving to you today were out of last week's reading? If you attend Celebration Church regularly, you will see a pattern. Almost all of my messages come out of a portion of maybe what I've read the last week or so. You know why? Because when I'm sitting, I don't do my devotion to get messages. But when I'm seeking God and spending time, guess what? He'll speak something to me that tastes good to me. So I'm going to get some to you. Isn't that what you do? When you're held, you taste a good piece of something. Oh, this is delicious. You want everybody to taste it. Right? That's what I do. This whole revelation out of Matthew 16 here, I got this in a personal Devo time. I was like, man. And then I thought, man, maybe this is for Wide Open Leadership. I prayed about it. Are you following me? So personal devotion. So we have these personal Devo groups. And all you do is this. You're doing your personal devotion every day. So just once a week, grab some people you already know and just get together. And y'all talk about what was your favorite Devo so far or the week. Some people like getting together and doing the Devo for that day together. You can do it online. You can do it at a coffee shop. Listen, this is the first step. And Jenny will talk about that in just a second. This is the first step of you beginning to lead. You begin to lead yourself by establishing that time of personal Devo. And then you take the next step and just gather around with people you already know. Friends you already have. You don't need to go through a leadership class. You don't need to be trained. It's you and Jesus and the Bible and your friends. And how many of you know good things can happen with that? Amen. Come on, can you give God an amen to that? So watch. So then we have small groups. You know, all the classes we'll be launching this fall with parenting and marriage and finances. We'll be talking to Pastor John White, Pastor All Yeah. We'll be saying a little bit about that. Obviously, serving teams. That's the first step of leadership, is beginning to serve. I believe that serving, when you begin to serve, you begin to understand and take on an element of Christ-likeness that you cannot learn anywhere else. You cannot learn it in a classroom. It is caught, not taught. So that's why we value serving so much in Celebration Church. And then, of course, outreach, going out there, letting your light shine. And I want to say something about outreach. I would hope that over the next couple of years, all of you could go on a short-term missions trip. Come on, some of you know, and some of you not only need to go to Costa Rica, some of you need to go to Africa. Some of you, I'm not going to say Greece because all of y'all are going to cheer, all right? I know what you're thinking. But anyway, yes. But even before that, the outreaches that we have to the Dream Center and all the local outreaches we have, you can choose one to do that. And also, I want you to remember this about outreach. Also, outreach, a value we have at Celebration Church. Remember about just outreaching to your family and friends. I believe that every week, it's so easy. You don't have to plan it. This is why if you spend time with God, this is just usually a byproduct. God will send people in your path. And it's so easy to say, hey, why don't you come to church with me this weekend? I want you to come to my church. You can even trick them. You can say, hey, why don't you come get a cup of coffee? If you go to the Midtown campus, you say, hey, come on, let me treat you to a cappuccino. Come on, let's go. And you just take them in there. And like I'm saying, that's telling the truth. Remember the thing about honesty I preached a whole message on, you know, right? Everything said must be true. But not everything true must be said. Okay, Fusers, don't twist and misinterpret that, okay? That was the first time all night I saw the high schoolers and the Fusers taking notes. But so remember to invite people. So we invite you to lead. And I'm going to go ahead and let's call the all-star panel up right now. Let's welcome our outreach director, Jenny Wong, our students director, Josh Turner. All right, let's welcome our future hip-hop artist, Tarik Stewart. Oh, man. I love traveling with Tark. It takes all the attention off me. They all think he's somebody famous. So we got John White, and then also our operations director, finance director, Lisa Stewart. Let's welcome them up here. Now, let's talk about the Gulf oil spill. I'm only kidding. Okay, that was wrong. But let me say this. I'm gonna ask them. Now we're gonna get into some of the changes and some of the things that we have coming up here at Celebration Church. And many of you know, as we are healthy and as we're growing and as we're expanding, the bigger our church gets, also the more focused our church gets. It's so important that we say yes to what's God for us. And even though many times saying yes to what's God means saying no to other good things. And so we're gonna talk about some of the changes and some of the things coming up here over the next couple of months at Celebration Church. And I just want to leave you guys with this. Write this down. I'm not gonna go there, but Matthew chapter 20:23. I want to lead you with this about greatness. You know, Jesus said, if you want greatness to happen in your life, you know, you must serve. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And I just want to say this about greatness. Many of you, I believe, tonight, you're going to have the opportunity to step in to kind of that next level in the church for what God has for you. And when you step into what God has prepared for you, that's what Matthew 20:23 is about. It's the principle of how God actually prepares places for us in our future. And that's tied into our greatness. Tied into greatness. And I want to say this, that greatness happens when you step into what God has prepared for you. For you. Mediocrity happens when you step into what God's prepared for everybody else. And so we want to share what and God's downloaded to us, where we need to step in for what God has for us, so that we can see the greatness of Jesus go to the next level in our church. And we want the greatness of Jesus to go to the next level in your life. And so the first news, the big news, is Wednesday night. Now, do they have the flyers in their seats? The midweek, the celebration midweek? Is it at the information? Okay. Midweek at Midtown is changing. It's going to the next level. And so, Josh Turner, Fuse, Sub 30 pastor. Let me tell you the big picture what we're doing. The big picture is that Fuse and Sub 30 are coming in the main sanctuary. Coming in the main sanctuary. Yes. Now let me tell you why, and then we'll let Josh elaborate. You know, our value is the next generation. And they don't have any room to grow in their current facility. And so, you know, we as adults, you know, I know many of you, you know, you like that midweek Bible study or that midweek service. But, you know, we have Sunday and we have the weekend. And you know what these kids are facing week in and week out. And you know what has even happened to some great kids over the past few months, with a couple of them losing their lives. And so it's real easy when they ran out of room in that building. That's really an easy strategic decision. We want to reach the youth of this city. We want this building to be packed out with middle schoolers and high schoolers on fire for God, that are making a difference in Jacksonville, and they have to have this room to do it. And then also with Sub 30, and that's the new college ministry that we've launched that has just exploded over the past few months. And so they're going to be moving in here, and then we'll talk about what we have for the adults. But just speak a little bit to that, Josh.
Yeah, it's been absolutely amazing for me to be a part of this, because it's something that God has done that really no one can take credit for. And we have seen students come in like Kyle and Christina as they come into this ministry, and we see God do these awesome things in their lives. It completely grows them and changes them. And so what's naturally been happening is our students, that was shameless. They've been getting excited about what God's doing, because God has been healing them. God has been walking them through stuff. And so naturally, they're going to school about it. They're going to their family, their friends, and they're telling that. And so they're bringing friends. And so we're at the place now where, like Pastor said, we don't have room for any more students. And the coolest part about this as well is the small groups. Fuse is at the place now where I'm not the one that's having that direct contact with your students every day. Each 10 students has about one small group leader or two small group leaders that just pour into their life. They take them to movies, they hang out with them. And so we want these small groups, we want them to be able to drill down, talk about deeper things and in ways and have places to be able to do that. And we just don't have the facility to be able to do that right now. And so for us to grow and to reach more students, we have to move into the sanctuary. And that's a testimony to Pastor Stovall and Pastor Carey in the heart of Celebration Church that, man, we want to see the next generation. Like, our job is to find our replacements. And so I know we've had two students preach the past 2 weeks. I could quit now and we would be okay. And that is my heart, is that that's what we want to see, and we want to see them reached. And so I can't say how excited I am about this. And the other component of this, which is going to be really cool for the campuses, is on Wednesday night, we're going to be going live across Jacksonville to all the campuses of Celebration Church. So over here, I'm going to have them stand up real quick. Sean Kelly and Jeff Cook, They're your youth pastors at the campuses, that's and they're right. doing the same amazing stuff
right.
that is happening here at Midtown. And this is a way for all of us to come under one student ministry, to come under one banner, and to really impact our city for these students. And because of that, we have to have space to grow. And so I want to thank you for allowing us to do this, because without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do it. And the other thing is just Sub 30 and has just absolutely exploded. Sub 30 has been going on like 13 weeks, and we're running close to 400 every week. And so we have this vision, man, that we can reach every college student in Jacksonville with JU and UNF and Florida State College and all of these things. And so we need to have places to grow so that we can bring these students in. And so I have no idea. You guys ever been just like scared because you don't know what's going to happen, but in a good way? Like that's where we are as a leadership team right now for Fuse and Sub 30 is we don't know what God's doing, but we just know God's getting ready to blow the doors off of it.
Right.
And so we're excited about it and what God's going to do.
It's great. Hey, listen, church, listen, we need you behind this. We need you fired up about this. This is our time to take back the youth of this city for God. This is it. We are going to get out there and we are going to push the gates of parents. We need you to bring your kids to youth. We need you to be fired up, man. We need you on board with this. It is a game changer for the city of Jacksonville.
And can I just say something? Parents, we want to partner with you. We want to, it takes a village to raise a child. And man, we want to come in and partner with you. We want to know what we need to do to help your students get where they need to be and to be the men and women that Christ is calling them to. And so myself and the Fuse team and the Sub 30 team, man, we're here for you for whatever it is. So please don't ever hesitate to contact us or to call us, because our hearts are for your students and seeing them grow in their relationship with Christ. And y'all need to get loud one more time. Thank you. Shameless.
Okay, so John Wyatt, who's our family life pastor. So tell us what's going to be going on here for adults.
All right, well, here we go. You know, Wednesday night's always been about equipping the church. You know, the weekends, man, it's the massive crusade. Hundreds getting saved every weekend. It's awesome. We're preaching the gospel. It's powerful. You can bring your friends. Wednesday night's always been about equipping the church. It's been about us coming and getting fed. And that's worked real well over this past season for us to do that via a midweek service. Like a service has been a good fit up to this point. But as we grow as a church, you're like, look around here, like, man, this room's full of about 1,000 leaders. Yeah, if we're going to grow to 20,000 in the next few years, we're going to need 2 or 3 times as many leaders in our church.
Right.
Like this room would need to be triple what's in here. And we just can't do that with a midweek service. We can't train you, equip you, get you the tools, the resources, the training you need with the midweek service. So we're changing the format to one where you're going to be spending time. Pastor talked about health being a priority as we grow. We don't want to grow numerically. We want to grow in depth as well. And so that Wednesday night format is changing to a place where you can come as you drop off your kids at Fuse, plug, right? You bring your teenagers or you bring your kids. Of course, there'll be childcare 0 through 5th grade. There'll be childcare going on. But it's going to be a place where there's going to be classes. There's going to be marriage classes, parenting classes, groups, workshops. Come on, man. Yeah. Leadership workshops. We've got the Lead Sync pipeline, all the workshops that you need to go to the next level in your development as a leader within the body of Christ. Those are all going to take place in that Wednesday format. Now, the menu is going to be a little bit different at each campus, but we'll be starting that here at Midtown with the full gambit. We're going to experiment. We're going to try some great new curricula for parents and marriage, and it's going to be incredible. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, and at every campus, some form of that will be rolled out, yes.
As well as Devo groups. Here at Midtown with the Annex, we're going to have the Annex open for Devo groups. So if you're looking for a place to host your Devo group, this benefits parents especially. Man, your schedule is already full. You don't know where you're going to find more time. We're giving you more time so that you can spend time in personal devotion, get together with your friends. Maybe it's on that Wednesday night slot. You come in, you drop off your high school students, your kids, and then you go and you get fed and you spend time with your friends in the Word of God.
Yeah, it'll be great.
And
that Annex environment in there with coffee and doing Devo and stuff, it'll be a great environment. So awesome. So let me tell you another big change that we have with Pastor John White. And of course, this is just here at the Midtown campus. But we have made a shift with Pastor Willie and with Pastor John Wyatt. And first of all, Pastor Willie is going to be Hello? Pastor Willie is going to be taking over our multi-site facilities director. Can you guys believe this? We have over $20 million in facility assets. How many of you know that's a lot of property to manage? That doesn't count the $30 million that's coming online when we move in Bay Meadows Road in 9A. And so Willie's going to be taking over that. We need a pastor over that. We need someone that can raise up teams, someone that understands leadership, and someone that has those skills. Pastor Willie's going to be taking over that. He's done a tremendous job in kids these past couple of years. And Pastor Oh Yeah is going to be our children's ministries pastor as well. So, yes. Yes, so they had the discipline with Pastor Willie, and now they're getting the from Pastor John. So we feel like we've laid a great groundwork, but he's going to be taking over as Family Life Director. He's also going to be the Children's Ministry Pastor, and so we're pumped about that, and it's going to be awesome. Okay, Jenny, real quickly, can you just tell everyone, and we're going to try to wrap up here in just a few minutes, can you tell everyone just real simply how they can get involved in leadership and the Lead Sync?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you can tell we're getting more intentional and more focused. And as we talk about building health in the church, a big part of that is building up the leadership capacity of the church. And many of you guys here, some of you might be here and you've been leading for a long time. You've been leading for several years. You're veterans at the game. Others of you, you might be here and you've never led before, or you're wondering, what does it mean to lead and how do I lead? So we want to make it real simple for you. And we set up something, a resource called LeadSync. It's online. It's a great place where you can find out all sorts of leadership resources. But the first place to start, some of you might be just start by leading a Devo group. You heard Pastor talk about it. You can start by leading a Devo group. Or after you lead a Devo group, you might feel like, you know, I want to go that next step further. I really want to start maybe leading a team or leading in a different ministry. You can step up and sign up for one of our CareForce experience leadership training classes. After that, you might determine, you know what, I think I really want to zero in on leading in groups or leading in serving or wherever. And then you can start participating in leading those. And we have workshops to really help equip and prepare you as a leader to lead effectively in that ministry. And then after that, you know, some of you, you're probably like, I've been leading for a while. I just want to sharpen my, I want to just go to that next level as a leader. We want to help you to be a leader of leaders. We want to help you be that coach, to be that mentor. So we have a lot of classes and seminars and resources available for you as well for under advanced leading. And all of those are available on the LeadSync website. It's www.leadsync.org.
Can you put that back up there real quick? Let me say this. All the steps, it's real simple. Jenny was talking about a lot. It's real, real simple. You go to leadsync.org. You can get there from our website at celebration.org. And it just, it's like 1, 2, 3. We'll take you as far as you want to go. Do you want a Bible degree? Do you think you have a call to ministry? Or do you just, you know, you're just kind of looking to get in that first level and lead a small group or a class or leadership on a ministry team? We will take you as far as you want to go, and it's all spelled out right there in a real simple way on the LeadSync website. And so,
yeah, absolutely. And Pastor talked about this, but we do have we will have Bible classes available. So for those who are interested, we'd love for you to be part of that as well. So you can just check it out.
That's right. Hermeneutics about to happen, right?
Hermeneutics, homiletics, all
homiletics,
of that. Old Testament,
all of
New
it.
Testament.
That's right.
If you have any questions, I and some of the ministry champions of some of these leadership workshops will be out in the information center after the service, and we have information there as well. If you have any questions, we'd love to help you out.
Okay, last thing. Now, this kind of pertains to Midtown, but everybody's excited about this. Bay Meadows and 9A. Come on, let's give it up. It is going to happen. Our brilliant finance director, Lisa Stewart, a.k.a. the Pink Axe. She knows how to slice and dice those budgets. Tell us, Lisa, we really received some great news. It was historic. I mean, we were blown away. And we're going to be in a position to close a loan 6 months, maybe 9 months, but basically in April, and we can break ground May 1st. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. And Lisa, let's talk a little bit how we got to that point and kind of the positive that happened in that meeting?
Yeah, like Pastor said, we had just, I would say since I've been on this journey, the best meeting we've ever had on 9A. And a couple of things that we learned is that, first of all, we're now connected to lenders that not only have the money that we need, but they like to lend to churches. So that's just a huge success.
And they have the money.
Yeah.
They have the money. Yes.
Yeah. And then the second thing, and I mean, I just want to thank all of you, because what they really commended us on is the financial strength that we have gained over the last 2 years. I mean, they just could not believe what we've been able to accomplish in 2 years. And so I just want to thank all of you, because without your faithfulness and your giving, that would not have been possible. So we just need to thank God for that.
Yeah. And Lisa, the good news, here's what they told us. They basically told us, look, you can afford it now. Mm-hmm. You could, in other words, you can afford it right now, but why don't you elaborate?
Yeah, just like Pastor was talking about today, like our goals on health, that also applies to us financially. And something that became very clear to us is that we don't want to just get in the building, like just do just enough to get the loan, and then we'll have to stop or possibly not be able to do ministry the way that we want to do it as a church and hire staff to sustain the growth and all of those things that are so important to keep us healthy as a church. So what we're going to do now is we're going to strengthen our operating cash flow so that when we get into the building, we get to keep going and reaching people just the same way that we've been doing all this time.
Yeah. And we want to listen to this, okay? If you guys think that we've had a challenge, Lisa went to the grand opening of the school next door today. Tell them what the school communicated, how long they've been working at building, and the price tag on that.
Yeah, I was there today, actually. They have the ribbon cutting ceremony at Atlantic Coast High School. And they said since the time that they've identified the land, it has been a 10-year process. And a $78 million price tag. So I texted Pastor. I said, well, that's going to make us feel
that's
good.
That's 78M.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And so anyway, just the practical next steps for that is just twofold. On the church side, we're gonna cut back on some expenses. We're going to get a little bit leaner. We've been doing really good, but we just, like I said, we want to strengthen that operating cash flow. So we've got to reduce those expenses. So we're some of the things that we had initially planned this fall, you know, we're reassessing everything, and we're deciding what's really priority for this short season. Our goal is 9A. It's a short season. We might need to suspend a couple of things to make that happen. So that's on the side of reducing expenses, and that's on the church side. And then the other side of increasing that operating cash flow is to just continue in the income side to grow, all of us to stay faithful in our giving and as the growth comes in. So if we meet both of those goals, we're there. And like Pastor said, in 9 months, we're starting construction.
Yep, they told us that, you know, the church, like, we don't need to do any more pledges or pledge cards. They just said what people have pledged, just encourage them to be faithful. Those do need to come in. And they said our overall tithes and offerings, they do need to go up some, but it's not much. It's just a little bit. And they said just encourage, you know, your people to keep tithing and giving and to give what they can. And so some of those, that's on the income side. And on the expense side, which Lisa has gotten us so lean over these past couple of years, and that's really why we're in the position that we are. But we're going to have to temporarily put a stop to some things. We're going to be stopping television. We're going to be stopping this year. We're not doing Celebration Leadership College. That is an expensive thing to run unless you have a whole lot of students. It's a luxury. We'll probably bring it back in a year. Television will eventually come back, but we're going to need to stop those things. One thing that we're not going to be able to do is we're not going to be able to do our big Christmas Eve at the arena. Okay, I was waiting for one of those. So we're not going to be able to do that. And there's going to be some other ministries and some operations and some outreaches and some things. Nothing that's going to change who we are or our impact, but we're just going to have to say no to those things in this next season so we can say yes to what God has prepared for us to step into in this season, because greatness comes when you step into what God has prepared for you, not just what He's prepared for everybody else. Amen. So let me end it with this. You know, we've talked about all these things and health and expansion and all these things. And the first word that Jesus said before he described any of those things, he looked at Peter and he said, blessed are you. And what he was saying is, Peter, if you give yourself to building my church, to making it healthy, to helping it expand, you're going to be blessed. You know, listen, it's far better to be blessed than even to have a miracle. When the Bible talks about being blessed, you know what it means? It means the supernatural favor and power of God constantly working in your life day in, day out. Church, I need you to rise to the occasion this fall. I need you to step up and go to the next level. I want you to be blessed. Let's don't lose sight of what's important, and that is building Jesus church, not just a church, not just, oh, it's the church. No, it's what is precious to Jesus. It is His church. He is the one that says we're to build it. He is the one that says the church is going to prevail. And I promise you this, this fall will be your best fall ever if it's your best fall spiritually. You will be satisfied. You will be filled. Listen, you build God's house, He'll build your house. You seek He and His kingdom first, He's going to take care of your needs. And sometimes it's easy to lose sight with all the busyness of life, and the cares of this world can come in and choke that out. And I just pray that you get a fresh fire and a passion. Walk out of here. What's your next step? Okay, I'm going to start doing personal devo. I'm going to sign up to serve. I'm going to be getting involved in one of those midweek classes or things like that. I'm going to get in my personal devo group. I want you to think, what is God dealing with you tonight about what He's prepared for you? Not the people around you, for you. What do you need to do? Maybe it's something like beginning to tithe. Or maybe you've slacked off in that or pledge or what that you need to step into that again. What is He prepared for you? That's what Jesus says in chapter 20. It's all on greatness. He says these things are only for those who've been it's been prepared by my Father. You step into greatness when you step into that next level in this season of what God has prepared for you. Step up and lead. Lead people to experience the God first life. It will be the greatest, most fulfilling thing you could ever do. Amen. Come on, let's give God a hand. You guys can go.
Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Our prayer is that it will help you to live a God first life. For more information about Celebration Church and other available resources, please visit our website at www.celebration.org.